Good morning. A persistent northwesterly breeze overnight, pulling moisture in off of Lake Ontario, kept clouds in place across a large part of interior New York and New England overnight and now early this morning. While clear skies are to be found across central and western New York, temperatures for the most part are in the 40s to around 50 degrees, and that's where we will start the day. High pressure is building in, and with a shift in the wind to a westerly direction, the clouds will tend to break up, and we'll see a fair amount of sunshine through the afternoon. And this will allow readings to climb at least into the middle and upper 50s, if not lower 60s, in some valley locations by the end of the day. Milder air will continue to flow in tonight. Under partly cloudy skies, lows will drop back into the lower 40s before rebounding quickly back through the 40s and 50s tomorrow. And with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a warm front pushing through, we'll even reach the upper 60s to around 70 in some locations by the end of Tuesday. At this point, a weak cool front will approach from the west. This front will have limited moisture with it, but still have the opportunity to produce a few scattered showers overnight Tuesday night and the first few hours of Wednesday morning. Otherwise, the trend on Wednesday will be toward drier weather. With an increase in sunshine in the afternoon, temperatures will still bump back up into the lower 60s. Cooler air to follow. As we head into the day on Thursday, an upper-level system will dive in, and despite lots of sunshine, temperatures will only be in the lower to middle 50s. Another front will approach for Halloween on Friday. Any sunshine will be replaced by increasing clouds through the day, and there is the chance of a shower toward evening for trick-or-treat time. Highs on Friday afternoon will be in the lower 50s, so a good bet that it'll be back into the 40s by the time we reach the evening hours. Interesting weather as we head into the first part of the weekend. Some computer models suggesting a deep storm in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will carve itself out over top of us. With cool air in place, this could mean some light snow or snow showers, with accumulating snows, especially across the hills and mountains, Saturday morning and into the afternoon. In the valleys, perhaps some light snow showers or a cold rain, with highs in the lower 40s. And on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly, with highs staying in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm warning is in effect for parts of north-central Alaska as a large storm slides down the west coast over the Aleutian Islands and into the Gulf of Alaska by midweek. 5 to as much as 9 inches of snow is possible in these locations. And there's a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms today across portions of Oklahoma. Elevated thunderstorms may produce severe hail in central parts of the state. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2 p.m. Eastern Time back on Thursday, October 16th. And the last report of hail was at Kenora, Ontario, Canada, at 10:03 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and light snow grains, blowing snow and fog, 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 40, 68% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 17 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 53 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 49, that's 3 degrees above normal. 14 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 3.96 inches now for the month, which is 86 hundredths above normal. And 31.63 inches for the year, which is 92 hundredths of an inch below normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 269, that's 112 below normal. And 399 for the season, which is 149 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 79, set in 1963. And the record low, 21, in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:55 p.m. 10 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching into the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, upper 60s to around 70. Showers Tuesday night, and a leftover shower early Wednesday morning. Then increasing sunshine Wednesday afternoon, back into the lower 60s. Mostly sunny Thursday, lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds Friday with a late-day shower, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold Saturday with snow showers or even some steadier snow in the mountains and highs in the lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold on Sunday with highs in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.